from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You're not going to believe it, but we are together again. Twice in a week in the same confines. Three in 2 weeks, which begs the question, are you secretly exploring restraining order options?
No, but I mean, if this is above not norm, 3 in 2 weeks, I'm thinking that may be another month before we're together again. So
nice to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you. See, this cord is bugging me, Jay. I'm sorry, but I'm putting it under my arm. I need the clip. Absolutely. Thanks for watching on MSG. If you are tuning in MSG, if not, you're listening on WGR 550, and thank you for that as well. We are at KeyBank Center. There's a lot going on here. A lot of people walking around. It's great. I just want to start by saying that Paul Hamilton took a shot at me on social media just about 20 minutes ago, and I use one of your favorite word in the English dictionary. Dregger's favorite word.
Oh boy!
When he comes talks about having a great weekend.
Oh.
Because in the whole thing, and we're not going to dwell on it.
The whole black
and red and blue and gold, and Paige Thompson said what he said or whatnot. Yeah. So our top boss, Peter, put it out there, like, what do you guys think? You like black and gold or blue and gold and black and red? And so Paul Hamilton says, well, Marty didn't look good in either of them. I said, you're right, Paul. I didn't look good. I look great in both of them. There you go. I took a shot back. That's the way it works.
Is Scotty Bowman on social?
No, seriously. I need to take another shot at Scotty. Although I respect Scotty. I would never take a shot at Scotty.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Not that I don't respect Paul Hamilton, but it's easier to take a shot at
him. You said there was a lot going on here. Is there free food here today?
There has to be some free food. I mean,
sorry, it's an employee-only event. I want to stress that we don't need people rushing through the doors here.
But anyway, so that's what's going on. I see a lot of blue and gold, a lot of black and red. I see a lot of different colors here.
Do you know what's?
And you got your Bandit stuff on, so that's great.
Yeah, because they were the last team to win in this building, and they won the championship.
That's perfect.
So I felt compelled to come back into KeyBank Center with the great vibes, and you heard me talking yesterday about those Bandits who are on the Six Nations Chiefs that are vying for the Man Cup starting on September 6th. Well, what I didn't have time to get into was that Chase Fraser and Chris Kluche have been playing on the Allegheny Arrows, and they are out in British Columbia right now vying for the Senior B National Championship, the President's Cup. They won their first four games of the round robin. They lost yesterday. They'll have the sixth and final game of the round robin today. And I believe because of those first four wins, they have already locked themselves into a top four spot for the semifinals. So this is really great. And then, of course, you have those who are playing in the PLL as well. And not to get too far down the lacrosse path, but why wouldn't I? Very quickly, less than a month from now, the World Box Lacrosse Championships will be taking place just down the road, down the thruway, in Utica, starting on September 20th.
Utica's having all these events going on right now.
It's big.
They have the Women's World.
And it's men's and women's for the box lacrosse. So Oh, honestly,
how many times are you going to make the trip down?
Well, I don't think. See, we're in preseason mode at that point, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get to as many as
you can do two things.
But there will undoubtedly be streaming
if you want.
So yeah.
Yeah, but if you want a little help, we can call our buddy Robert Esch, who's the kingpin
big
in Utica. Big Utica guy. He's the president of the Utica.
Is he still
Devils now? Because they're the New Jersey Devils team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still and will be. He's the man there. But also, if you want to, our team of the day, we'll get to a little later in the show, are the Ottawa Senators. Why don't you call Travis Green? Call Travis. He was big in Utica. He was the head coach there for a long time. Call him and say, hey, I need tickets. You've got contacts.
Do you know why this is important, that Ottawa's team of the day? They have the newest National Lacrosse League team.
Oh, yeah?
Because New York just moved there. So this is the first year for Ottawa back in the National Lacrosse League.
Good. New York was struggling. They moved around a little bit everywhere, but yes. They
played not a to game make in it Laval, about, right? Not to make it about me. What?
They played a game in Laval.
Well, yeah, that was just not really. Yeah, I mean, they didn't end up moving to Laval or Montreal.
Played a game there.
Right,
yeah.
But so I was I don't know if you could really call it the voice of.
Oh,
but
days,
when Ottawa came into the National Lacrosse League 23 years ago as the Rebel, I was doing play-by-play on the score because I had just left Headline Sports, which became the score.
Yeah.
But during
you came back from through the front door
during my time at Headline Sports when we launched, and we were the first ones in Canada to have the ticker.
Yeah.
That would never go away.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I'm like,
that would burn into your TV.
I'm like, we have to have lacrosse on this ticker, and I banged that drum forever and ever and ever, and we eventually got like Minto Cup and Man Cup scores on the ticker, and then Ottawa comes into the league, and they're like, we're going to do some games. Do you want to do some? I'm like, yes.
Your love of lacrosse is definitely big. But hey, yeah. Ottawa also has a new center ice logo that fills out the whole circle. That's the big thing now on social media because Vancouver has the same thing. The Florida Panthers have a big new logo at center ice.
I don't know without being on social.
Well, the ice are going into a lot of buildings right now, and it's the big thing to go on Instagram or X and just kind of point out that the logos are looking different. We don't have ice here in Buffalo yet because they have been working on the giant video board, and so that was the one thing. The ice will probably go in the next little bit here, and the Sabres already made a change to the bigger logo and a different color logo, a little bit more of a royal blue, and not a navy blue over the last couple of years. So I don't expect any changes, but a lot of different looking logos at center ice. The Flyers, by the way, decided
to go there
because this is old school, and you may appreciate that old school mentality.
Unless it's filled with number 12 for Tim Kerr, I'm not interested.
They went back to like the era of the Flyers when they used to have two logos at center ice, one on each side of the red line, the tiny ones.
Well, everybody used to. I mean, that's
Buffalo did.
Everybody did.
Everybody did. So but the Flyers went back to the Flyers logo on both sides, one way, one the other way. So I think that's interesting.
Are they outside of the circle?
No, they're in the circle.
So they can't be much bigger than what they used to be. There's not a lot of square footage to work with.
No, they look like it looks like an old school picture a little bit.
Are they celebrating an anniversary?
I don't think so.
Wow. That's a bold step to go smaller in a world where everybody's going bigger.
I think it's going different. And that's something that we like to celebrate sometimes when teams go different.
Huh. Well, I mean, you mentioned Ottawa team of the day. You mentioned Ottawa center ice. I was thinking, how many times is Rasmus Dahlin going to celebrate at or near center ice in Ottawa in the head-to-head games this year? I probably shouldn't have looked up his stats against Ottawa career-wise. Okay, so, kind of a large minus, 11 points in 19 games. Not Dahlin's best work.
No.
However, he is once again ranked in the top 20 among NHL Network blue liners.
It is a very interesting top 20.
Is your choice of interesting interesting?
It's not a great top 20. It's an interesting top 20. Just like we debated the top 10 goaltenders, I had the same 10 goaltenders as the NHL Network. You had one different.
Who? Georgiev, probably.
Yes, it was Georgiev. You put at number 10, I believe. Allmark was on my list. And no, you had Aiden Hill. at 10, Duffer. You did not have
Georgiev. I'm big on cups, if you haven't
noticed. You said you wanted to add Georgiev close to. I had Allmark. The NHL Network did have Allmark. It starts well with the top 20. You have Kale Makar, Quinn Hughes, Victor Hedman, Roman Josi, Miro Heiskanen. I think pretty much everybody or close to everybody would say, yeah.
Josi should be higher.
Well, I know you probably would put Josi above Hedman.
Maybe I put him ahead of Quinn Hughes.
I think that's a tough one. But you love Roman Josi. Everybody's good. But top five is top five. I think that's a really nice top five. They lost me at number six, and I get it. That number six, Gustav Forsling, was great in the playoffs.
Why do you have an allergy to Stanley Cups?
I know. I don't have an allergy to Stanley Cup. I'm saying, like, this is a top 20. This is a top 20 defenseman in the National Hockey League. You cannot have Gustav Forsling six. He's great. And a lot of people didn't even know him before the playoffs this year. And he had a fantastic playoffs, and he's awesome. But you can't have him number six. The NHL Network put him number six. That's ahead of Charlie McAvoy, Adam Fox, Evan Bouchard, Rasmus Dahlin. I think we've mistaken the number six position here.
I don't.
Okay, you like him. I know you like him.
I mean, I don't know who's responsible for putting the list together, but I'm just appreciative of the fact that they didn't just go to Puckpedia and rank everybody by salary. So thank you for acknowledging that sometimes lesser light salaries like Gus Forsling can, in fact, make their way up to prominence.
I like the list. Listen, the top 20, well, I like the players on the top 20. But because when you did your list, you added Aiden Hill and you had Georgiev when we talked about the goaltenders being on that, they could crack the top 10. I think there's four defensemen right now that are not on the top 20 that I can make an argument.
Did you go through the 20?
Okay, I'll go through the rest of them. So we did the top 10.
Well, hang on. Let's reset here.
Okay.
Like, at number six, it's Forsling.
Yes.
So what are you most upset about as you go down? Like, who's the next guy on the list that should be ahead of Forsling, in your opinion? Or are you saying everybody on the list?
I'm saying McAvoy, Fox, Bouchard, Dahlin should be ahead of Gus Forsling. I would probably put him in the 10 to 15 range. Noah Dobson is 15th. Come on, people. Noah Dobson should not be 15th on that list.
He's never scored a playoff goal.
I get
ever.
That.
I'm big on cups.
70 points last year. 70 points last year.
Yeah, I know. And what did he get in the playoffs in five games before they got bounced by Carolina?
Not on him.
Squat.
I'm gonna use the me, myself, and I on this one. Like, sometimes it's not on the individual. It's
I know
on the
it's
team.
Not, but collectively, if you have bigger team. Individual performances, you might win.
Okay. You know, I mean, Dougie Hamilton is 19th.
Well, the only catch there is they're saying it right now in big, bold letters on NHL Network.
Tomorrow may be a different day.
Well, Dougie didn't play last year.
I get it.
Like, but he absolutely should be in the top 10, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, based on what his career has done and what the expectations are going into this year, which are sky high for the Devils, I think, compared to where they were last year. And I think the expectation is that Dougie Hamilton will again crest over the 70-point plateau. So I think you'd be hard-pressed to find 10 other defensemen on this list that are going to have more than 70 points this year.
It's very hard to do. And again, it goes back to Dougie and Noah Dobson. I'm not trying to emphasize the offense, but production is a big part of the play of a lot of the new age defensemen, the Makar and the Quinn Hughes and whatever. Mm-hmm. So Dahlin is 11th. I think that's fair. Do I see Dahlin?
He was 7th before.
He has been. But again, that comes to, hey, look, the Sabres have still not made the playoffs, and yours should be the number one guy pushing that. And I think 11th is fair. Some guys have jumped a little ahead of him. Could Dahlin be a top five guy next year? Absolutely. He could slide into top five, top seven. 11th is fair. I'm not going to debate Rasmus Dahlin at 11. I think that's fine. And I don't see any other Sabres on that list, and that's fine too, because I think Owen Power still needs to play at a much higher level. I think that Bo Byram could say, hey, you know what? He puts a 65, 70-point season and is big on the power play. All of a sudden, you can debate him in the top 25, top 30. Mm-hmm. Maybe not top 20, but that's all good. Rasmus Dahlin, the Lone Sabres there, I'm fine.
But not moving forward, he can't be fine with it.
No, because, again,
power
I think
Power has to get in that list at some point.
I think, like, you'd have Dahlin soon, right? In top seven and
Well,
power.
How many teams are on here that have two? In the top 20.
So you have Colorado as two.
They have Makar and Taves.
You have Edmonton have two with Bouchard and Matthias Ekholm.
Yep.
You have, I think that may be it.
I think that's it.
I think that's probably it. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the thing.
And Devon Taves never would have been listed in this group while an Islander.
No, Devon Taves. But that's my point, though.
And Matthias Ekholm never would have been in this list had he not gone to Edmonton. And I don't even know if his game has improved. I loved Ekholm as a Predator. But nobody chooses to focus on certain teams. And yes, I'm wide-brushing negativity towards mainstream media. Ekholm, because the Oilers have been good and went to a Stanley Cup final, has garnered more attention. His game has not improved, in my opinion. He has been rock steady his entire career.
So, good for him.
I'm thrilled. This is a negative way of me getting to the point where I'm thrilled that Ekholm is
that. That's great.
But I don't even know if he is a top 20.
He's really not. Okay, so let's quickly go through. So you got Makar, Hughes, Hedman, Josi, Heiskanen. That's the top five. Gus Forsling.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Charlie McAvoy, Adam Fox, Evan Bouchard, Devon Taves. That's your next five, so that's the top 10. Mm-hmm. Dallin, Josh Morrissey, Winnipeg, Jacob Slavin, Zach Werenski, Noah Dobson is 11 through 15. And then you have Matthias Ekholm, Drew Doughty, Noah Hanifin, Dougie Hamilton, Mo Sider. So I get it. They're all great. They can all be debated.
Wait a minute.
What?
Is Noah Hanifin even on the top pair in Vegas?
Okay, here's my point. That is exactly my point right now, Duffer.
Alex and Petrangelo and Shea Theodore
are not on the list.
Like, and maybe from 1 year to the next, like, I get it. No, I don't get it. Who am I kidding? I obviously don't get it because I'm making a point of this. Seriously, Vegas has the best defense corps in the league, in my opinion.
And the top two defensemen are not on there.
I think that's right, isn't it?
Okay, so here's my thinking here. And I like Gus Forsling, but really, like, would Ekblad have been the number one guy last year in Florida?
No.
Was it Forsling or was it, like?
It was clearly Forsling.
Okay. It's the, you know.
But again, let's stress the right now thing.
The right now, yeah.
So they're going top 20 defensemen right now. So the guy just won the cup. He had every commentator trying to find different ways to accentuate how impactful Forsling had been against top opponents
I'll
through the playoffs.
I'll give him a top 10, fine, but six is art. Okay, how is Mike Madison not on this list?
Dude.
Mike Madison, I'm just going to say, hear me out here. The production, the minutes.
You've been spending too much time at Lee Harbor Center.
I have been. I really like Mike. He's a great guy. And he came over to me the other day and kind of spoke French for a little bit. So because très bien. Merci. But anyway, Mike Madison, I think what he's been doing in Montreal, despite being on a terrible team, mentoring all the young defensemen and producing and playing a ton of minutes, is a number one in Montreal better than a number two? Like, or three, like Noah Hanifin or like Devon Taves? Why is Philip Hronek not on the list if Matthias Ekholm and Devon Taves are there? Hronek plays with Quinn Hughes.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, I would say if you were looking for someone who would have been vaulting into this conversation, I think you just landed on it.
Like Philip Hronek.
Yeah, I do. I think that probably is a really valid name to, but I don't. If I was sitting just sitting at the corner at Southern Tier and debating who's better, Philip Hronek or Noah Hanifin, I'm going to go Hanifin all day long.
Yeah, but who Yeah, okay, but again, like Hennepin, then I'm going to say Shea Theodore, Alex Petrangelo. We're going to switch around. We're going to put somebody else from Vegas in the top conversation.
Yeah.
One that you really like.
Who?
How about right now, Brock Faber?
Oh.
How is he? Okay, Gus Forsling came on the scene with the performance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Brock Faber, as a rookie, did everything in Minnesota.
Okay,
everything.
So I'm going to invoke the Cup's clause. And how far away from the Cup you are. So Brock never made the playoffs. Mike Matheson never made the playoffs. So I get it. And then so maybe that's an even bigger feather in Darlene's cap.
He's on the list.
Is that he hasn't made the playoffs yet, and he's still ranked number 11th and previously was in the top 10. So, and therefore, you know, as a top pick like Darlene was, that steers me right back to Owen Power and the likelihood, the ability, and the hope that he gets into that list even quicker than Darlene did.
Yes.
You know, and he's right on the cusp now, obviously, of getting that, you know, experience of multiple years and then ascending to that next level.
Anyway, the word of the day, I don't know what the word of the day was on your computer. And your phone,
it was Aaron.
But for me, it's erroneous. Erroneous, Your Honor. That list is a mistake. It's wrong. It has holes.
Is it erroneous spelled like heronic?
No, it doesn't start with an H.
With a little H in front of it?
No, it does not start with an H. So anyway, that's the word of the day. I'm going to yell it out to everybody. Look at that, fans. Erroneous, people. That's the way it is.
The word of the day is actually Clement.
Like Bill Clement?
Well, that's what I would have thought, and he would have been a perfect person to analyze this top 20 defense the NHL. It's a formal word used to describe weather that is mild.
Yes, it's Clement.
Yes, or in other words, neither too hot nor too cold.
Well, it is not Clement in the atrium of KeyBank Center right now because no ice means hot weather temperature inside the building.
Sue prefers to live in places with a more clement climate.
Yep.
Try that tongue twister
that
a few times. I'm not sure who Sue is, but a big shout out to her.
Somebody shared, Sabres Classic shared a clip of me playing my first NHL game in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
it was an ESPN game. Bill Clement is like, oh, that kid, 18-year-old Marty Baron, this, that, the other thing. And so somebody on X responded, Clement, hands of cement. I'm like, I wonder if that was something that people would yell at Bill Clement when he came into the your building.
Yeah, when he won the Stanley Cup against
like,
Buffalo.
Clement, hand of cement. I think that's
I wish
fun.
We hadn't. It is fun.
That is fun.
Have I told the story about the near fire with Bill and NHL Network and me?
No.
No? We'll save it for
Gary Thorne, Bill Clement. They're like, if I had to do a top 10 list of broadcast partners, not right now, but in my life, I would go Gary Thorne, Bill Clement because of the ESPN days, and that was a fantastic, you know, partnership.
Yeah,
probably as good as Doc and Doc
and whoever.
Whoever, you know, there's been so many
Edzo,
of them.
Edzo,
yes.
But
did Doc do with John Davidson for a little bit?
I don't know if there would be a room in the there would be room in the booth for that much greatness.
Yeah. But anyway, Gary Thorne, Bill Clement.
Like, seriously,
Clement,
think
of
about
the
random. You must have experienced this, just the great fortune of being in the same space physically, randomly, with like Doc Emrick and JD over the years.
Yeah,
like two of the most wonderful, warm storytelling. Couldn't care less about who you were and why you were there. You were there, which made you important enough to be in the conversation and sharing in hockey history.
And like,
they wanted your opinion.
They wanted your opinion.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it was so refreshing to be around
when
two
we
people
go on the road,
of that stature that were just regular people.
When we go on the road, which happens a handful of times during the season because of maybe some conflict with the Bills in the studio for our broadcast.
Tension.
Tension, yeah. We have tension with Tasker and Maddie Glab. No, we loved them. But
I have a new Matty Glob story.
When
for
we
you.
Go to Tampa, I always look forward if we go to Tampa because of Phil Esposito. And
yes,
because
yes.
Phil is on the press box and he's walking around and he's doing whatever, but you get, like, he wants to talk to you. He wants to say hi. He wants, come on in the boot, and you hang out. And those are some of the legends that I absolutely love spending a few minutes with, and that's great.
I had legendary moments with Maddie and Steve last weekend, her husband, not Tasker.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Let's not start.
Was that Saturday night?
It was Saturday
Oh,
night.
Boy.
Did you hear about it?
I heard about a... I heard from a buddy of mine that talked to you on Saturday night that was there. So, yes.
All right. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, where were we? We are here at KeyBank Center. We were discussing top... Do we have any more punctuation marks to put on the top 20 defense list? Are we missing somebody else?
No, I don't think so. I think Drew Doughty on the list is...
Well, he is his own agent after all, so he made sure that he got himself on
again,
the list.
Again, like, he's 17th on the list. Any given games, Drew Doughty can play like a top five guy. Like, he has games where he's like that Toby Keith song. I may not be as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a game that you'll turn the TV on and you'll say, oh, my God. Drew Doughty is just spectacular. So 17th on the list is fair for Drew Doughty, but I absolutely love coming home at night after a Sabres game, putting the TV on. If Ellie's playing, you do the same. The West Coast games are on. And if Drew Doughty's having one of his games, you cannot take your eyes off of him. He's fun to watch. So that's some homework for you to do this year. Watch Drew Doughty once in a while.
Again. Morgan Riley was not on the list.
No, not on the list. I wouldn't put him on the list either.
No. Goss Despair was not on the list. I'm just going through the point leaders from last year. Mackenzie Weegar, who has, again, by the way, I mean, he was neck and neck with Dahlin and Josi last year for a goal score. He had 20 goals last year, right?
Yep.
But, again, how far removed from the cup was he? Well, sadly for him, he was a team away and now maybe years away from getting back to that position. John Carlson, Chris Letang, they actually outscored
Eric
Drew Doughty. But I would put John ahead. Well, see, that's an interesting debate.
So I'm going through the
like,
media
honestly,
salaries right now.
Like, there's no debate here. John Carlson is more important to the Washington Capitals than Eric Carlson has been to the Pittsburgh Penguins, right?
I even did a thing on the Pittsburgh Penguins yesterday, and I said...
Like more NHL Network time?
No, it's a TSN thing, but I said... Pittsburgh is Crosby, Malkin, Letang. I didn't even include Carlson in that conversation. It's Crosby,
right, because
Malkin,
he came there
Letang.
And they ended up with the worst power play, or almost the worst,
almost the worst power play.
Like, how is that possible?
They haven't made the playoffs now in 2 years, and I don't think they'll make it again this year. But I'm looking at salaries, so you're looking at points. It's Carlson, it's Seth Jones, it's Darnell Nurse, it's Petrangelo, Sergachev, right? Those are guys that Jake Sanderson, I should say.
Okay, I gotta fill in a little blank here before we break, because you sensed, and this is strange to me because I reacted this way even though I love the player.
Mm-hmm.
You know how excited I was for Vegas to get Noah Hanifin. I've loved this kid and his maturity and his poise since he came into the NHL. I think it's been hard for him at times to live up to his draft pedigree. And
McDavid, Jack Eichel.
Yeah, and I think he's done an incredible job, and he's now been rewarded by Vegas. But remember the first thing out of my mouth when we landed on Hanifin was like, is he even the best on the team? So, again, we have to stress NHL Network right now.
Yeah.
Shea Theodore had 42 points in 47 games last year. The injury derailed, right, what was going to probably be his biggest season ever. That doesn't take away for me how good Shea Theodore is. Like,
he's still good right now. He's unbelievable.
So, yeah, anyway.
I know, like Morgan Riley, some people would say he is an top-level defenseman. Could he be in the top 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially. I still think that list is pretty good other than a few mistakes here.
Do you have all the info? I'm getting lightheaded, by the way, so if I happen to fall over or fall asleep, it's lack of sleep and just being unwell.
Do you want to?
Do you have a night picked out among the theme nights that have been unveiled at Sabres.com?
I'm looking at them right now.
We obviously have the home opener.
Yes.
With the party in the plaza. on October 10th.
That's a Thursday night.
We have our return of Hockey Fights Cancer on the 1st
of November.
Mm-hmm. Marty, we have a gravy boat giveaway on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, against the Minnesota Wild.
Are you and I wearing brown suits on that night?
No.
I think we should.
I think we should maybe get costumes and get like old fashioned, like pilgrim's outfit type of thing, or like
basically anything Herb Tarlock wore on WKRP.
Yeah, something like that, or Jerry Seinfeld, the puffy
shirt. And I bring that up only because I know you watch those channels that show endless old.
I do. I'm not a.
Do you only go back to Friends and not rewind any further?
I do a lot of Friends. I'm a big sucker for the show Castle, and I've mentioned that before. I'll go back and watch some Seinfeld episodes. I'm not a Curb guy. I never really watched Curb, but WKRP, I've seen some episodes. I've not watched it from start to beginning.
Okay.
Cheers, I've watched.
Yes.
So I think there's a grade of them over there. Look, Girls and Women in Sport is in February the 4th against the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's huge. Like, I'm telling you, I've been watching the WNBA more, obviously Caitlin Clark and the whole thing that's happened. Even, you know, the Olympics, right? The women's rugby seven. That was great. A lot of really good girls and women in sports events, and that will be awesome to celebrate that and to promote that. Youth Hockey Day is just a couple of days before that in February. That's also always fun because we wear the jerseys and the players come into it. So there's a lot of great, you know, theme nights that the Sabres have released.
Check them out on the Sabres social channels and at Sabres.com. Our themes of the day.
Teams?
Well, themes and teams. You're amazing. See, I could have let you say it and people would have been
tick and tin. Teams.
We might have exhausted the theme of top 20 defensemen. We haven't even touched our team of the day. The dreaded division rival, Ottawa Senators. That's next on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.